You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
In the city, it seems that every time you blink, a restaurant is closed, only to be replaced by a new one. It's an achievement when some place can last for 10 years, and even more amazing that the Gotham Bar and Grill is celebrating its 30th anniversary, and it's still going strong. To celebrate, each week this April, Gotham will be offering a different tasting menu with contributions from various chef friends of the restaurant. And we thought we would also get into the act by inviting Alfred Portale, the Gotham chef, to our show, along with one of his former protégés, a wonderful chef in his own right, Bill Telepan. And welcome back to our show, both of you.
Hey, how you doing?
Thank you, Leonard.
Alfred, when did you become aware that this anniversary was even coming up? And did it feel like it's 30 years?
Yeah, it's it's a milestone for us, for any restaurant. We're very proud and we're very excited. This month, there are just lots of celebrations, and at the end of the month will be a big gala. So we're very excited. We've been thinking about it for some time now.
But has the restaurant changed much over the three decades?
I think it's changed dramatically. The physical plant has been updated. The Gotham was built 30 years ago by my partners, the Rath brothers, Jerry Kretschmer and Jeff Bliss. And
Jerry Kretschmer had come out of politics.
That's right.
Was that his first restaurant?
Yes, and it was Jerry's idea to open Gotham. And amongst my partners, they had experience in building and real estate and politics. No restaurant experience, however. But they built, to their credit, a beautiful designed restaurant that has really withstood the test of time.
But they called it a bar and grill. Were the aspirations different?
It was a very – well, I think calling – I think at the time calling a restaurant a bar and grill was a trendy moniker. The food was designed by Barbara Kafka. I don't know if you remember that person.
Of course
that
I remember
person.
Barbara.
She's wonderful. It was as a very eclectic sort of American cafe type, but very casual.
And you weren't there.
No. I came on the one-year anniversary almost to the day.
And what was your vision? Because you became famous at first for serving dishes that were kind of vertical rather than horizontal.
Well, it was my first chef position. I had some reasonably good training and lots of ideas about food and what I was, I'd work fortunate enough to work with three of the world's greatest chefs, Jacques Maxima, the Toigrot brothers, and Gerard, Michel Gerard. And while I learned so much from them, I set out from the beginning I really wanted to develop my own style and my own signature.
And not be totally French as they were.
Yeah, or yes, or exactly.
So you had graduated top of your class at the Culinary Institute of America and then gone and worked in some good French restaurants.
Yes.
How did you wind up at Gotham? I mean, you. This was your first job as an executive chef.
Well, yeah. I heard about the position from Jonathan Waxman. Jonathan had just opened Jams. I knew Jonathan and Larry Forgione, and Jonathan learned. I think the Gotham's general manager, her brother, was a captain at Jams. And so Jonathan learned that they were looking to replace the chef, and he suggested me. I had never eaten there. I certainly heard about the place, and when I walked in, I was very impressed with the overall design and the grandness of it.
What about the location? It's 12 East 12th Street. That wasn't a restaurant destination area at the time.
No. In fact, it was mainly antique stores. In fact, Gotham, before it was Gotham, was a large antique store. It was kind of sort of pioneer down there.
Around the same time that the Union Square Green Market was taking off.
Yeah.
Was that an important aspect to this job?
It wasn't so in a conscious decision to take it at the time. But I will say that, you know, over the last 29 years, it's become very important to the operation of the of Gotham.
Bill Telepan is here, waiting patiently.
I'm fine. It's a great story.
aren't you also a graduate of the Culinary Institute of America?
Yes.
Properly known as the CIA, although waterboarding means something totally different up there.
Exactly. Yeah, I graduated in 87.
And you were hired by Gotham right out of school?
I had taken a job for a couple weeks at some place, but through Charlie Palmer, I'd heard about Alfred got my resume through Charlie Palmer. And then I had a night off, and he called me up. And said, you know, I got your resume from Charlie Palmer. Can you come in for an interview? And I went in and interviewed, and Alfred was walking around in the kitchen. And I had my leather jacket on. He was making fun of me a little. And then he just said, when can you start? So I went back to the other job the next day and quit and then took a big cut in pay and decided to work there.
Because it's important to work for somebody who you think you can learn from?
Yeah, I mean,
honestly,
you know,
Alfred
asked me this question when I came for the interview. He said, have you ever heard of me or the restaurant? And I said, yes, but in fact, I had not. But I was like, well, if Charlie Palmer gave him my resume for me to go there, then I think I should go there. So credit Charlie Palmer for getting me there. So
I didn't know that.
And then you lasted for 3 years.
I did. Yeah, no, it was great because I figured it was such a wonderful place. There was so many – it was great energy. I mean, Alfred had been there for a couple of years. You know, I had come from New Jersey, so I'd never really worked in New York. And here was this place where movie stars were coming, politicians were coming, other chefs were coming in all the time. It was busy. The cooks in the kitchen were awesome. It was really exciting for a guy like me to work there.
Well, how much of that is just a job and how much of that is a learning experience? Because you can learn a lot at a school like CIA, but it's not the same.
No, you have to, as you know, you have to be in it all the time, doing it day to day, you know, working it, learning it, tasting. I mean, you have, and school's great because you know, it opens your eyes to many different cuisines and techniques, but you have to, but you know, you do it for a couple weeks and then you move on to the next one. When you work in a kitchen, you have to, you know, you're doing it every day.
So after 3 years, you decided to go to France?
Yes. Well, that was the thing. You know, Alfred went to France. Charlie Palmer went to France. A couple of the guys at the Gotham Kitchen went to France. And I was just like, you know, that might be a good idea.
And then you went to Le Cirque and Le Bernardin.
Uh-huh. Now they go to Spain.
Now they go to Spain. Or Norway. Or Denmark.
Yeah, exactly.
Alfred, what is important in mentoring a chef? I mean, do you spend a lot of time thinking about the people who are working for you, or do you just expect them to be able to take care of their jobs?
No, absolutely. I spend a tremendous amount of time thinking about the people who are working at Gotham. You know, I've always believed that your employees are your greatest asset, and there's a huge I was always willing to make that investment in training, mentoring, keeping our employees challenged and happy and doing, you know, whatever we can. And it's really paid off.
And so many chefs have come out of working at Gotham.
That's right.
Including Tom Colicchio, who came straight out of the CIA, but he lasted just 1 week.
I don't think Tom went to the CIA.
Oh.
No, he didn't go to the CIA.
I don't think he did either.
No. He came out of a very
Can't
good...
Can't trust the internet.
He came out of an excellent restaurant in New Jersey. I mean...
The Foy's?
Yeah. Dennis Foy.
Yeah, yeah.
I forget the name of
it. And then he left you after a week?
See...
Tom?
Tom was in the city, you know, dropping off resumes, and I hired him, and... About a week later, he came. He said, "Can I talk to you?" He said, "Well, the Quilted Giraffe just called me, and I really feel like I need to take that position." And I was understanding. I'm like, you know what? I think you should too.
That was the hottest restaurant in New York at the time.
Yeah, and this was before we even got reviewed by the Times. This was 3 or 4 months or 6 months in. So that was fine.
On the other hand, the Quilted Giraffe is no longer here, and you're celebrating your 30th anniversary.
Yeah, well, it was a great restaurant, certainly. And then Tom came back Tom came back as sort of a sous chef and worked for us for a while.
And he'll be coming back for a week, just as Bill will. Daniel Ballou right now is collaborating on this week's menu. How did you wind up getting these four chefs to agree to do that? They're all very busy with their own projects.
Well, Leonard, it's five chefs, but
okay, even more.
You know, I thought these are all chefs that are important to me, and have either worked at the restaurant. In the case of Jonathan Waxman, really was responsible for me going down for that interview in the beginning. Danielle and Thomas, great friends and colleagues. I tried to design the program taking in mind how busy everyone is. So basically, we send our chefs to Danielle and to train on their dishes. And most of the chefs come opening night. And I think Bill will be there, and Tom Colicchio's next Monday, and he's a busy boy, but he said he would stop in Monday, and so it was sort of, and in the case of Danielle and Thomas Keller, they are actually preparing one of their courses and delivering it to Gotham. In one case, it's a torsione foie gras. In the other case, it's this rabbit porchetta. And then we're taking it from there.
Now, Bill, you're also kind of busy. You just opened up another restaurant. This is just a thing you're doing for a friend. You actually left Gotham, went elsewhere, and then came back to Gotham?
Yes.
You were executive chef for a while?
Well, the sous chef, the executive sous chef there. And I think John Schenck, who was the longtime sous chef there, left just at, you know, and then just as I worked a few, like 6 months at Le Cirque with Danielle. And then I remember going to Danielle, I said, I have to leave. And he made this face like he was ready to, you know, eat me. And I said, but I'm going for a sous chef job, not another cook job. And Alfred asked me back, and he was totally cool with it. So I ended up staying 4 years.
And then you went to open up your own place, Judson Grill.
Yeah, I was at Ansonia first, and then the Judson. Which Ansonia was on the Upper West Side. So basically Judson. Same owners.
Now, Alfred, you have been kind enough to supply us with recipes for some of your dishes, including your signature recipes for baby beet salad, shaved fennel orange, and French feta cheese with orange balsamic dressing.
Uh-huh.
God, that sounds so great. Also, Kennebec potato gnocchi with peas, fava beans, pearl onions, pea shoots, and pecorino cheese and mint.
Yes.
These are the things that you can take off the menu?
Well, the beet salad makes regular appearances on the menu. It comes off and goes back on. And
what happens if you take something off and customers come and say, but Alfred, that's my favorite dish. That's why I come here.
Well, what I tell them and what we do is if it's terribly important to them, we'll make the dish.
You're nodding your head, Bill. You'll do the same.
We have several dishes that haven't been on the menu for as long as maybe 20 years, and we're still making. We made one last night. The chicken with shoestrings, that one. That's what we do.
You remember making that when you were there.
And the gnocchi is actually a dish that will be on, I think it's on Thomas Keller's tasting menu. Yeah, we brought it back for that.
Now, do you tweak the recipes over the years?
Always.
So how far back does that beet dish go, the beet salad?
Maybe about 10 years. It's not a – but it's – you know, we put it on and take it off, and when it goes back on again, we make changes always. So it's never the same salad. And I think it just gets better each time.
Now, you're an obvious success. You've won 5 three-star reviews from the New York Times, 3 James Beard Awards. There are 4 cookbooks. The most recent one, Green Market to Gotham, which is an all-vegetarian cookbook.
Yes.
Are you getting more and more requests for all-vegetarian food?
Well, yes, we are. And, you know, it we started a program, sort of a dining program during the summer 4 years ago. We called it Green Market to Gotham. And, you know, the idea was to sort of celebrate and honor, really, all the farmers at Union Square who we've worked with for multiple years. And so we had the idea and then thought, you know what, let's do a vegetarian menu and really put all the emphasis on the farms. So we started it 4 years ago. It's immensely popular. It's a lot of fun for us. Challenging in the kitchen makes us, very creative. And last spring, I guess, we decided to sort of memorialize some of the dishes, and we did this Gotham to Green Market Cook's Journal, I would call it.
And, Bill, you have established a reputation as a farm-to-table chef.
Yeah, I learned it there. when I was in charge of ordering, having to go back and forth with the carts of vegetables back and forth to the restaurant. So I got to learn and know all the farmers down there when I was working at Gotham as sous chef.
Yeah, we're fortunate to be just two blocks from the Union Square Market, and we buy as much stuff as we possibly can.
Fortunate and unfortunate too, because if you have a lot of stuff, there's a lot of trips you have to keep making back.
Just one more thing, Bill. Didn't you meet your wife at Gotham?
I did. She was a co-check girl, and I was a cook at the time. And when Alfred would leave to go home, I would send her goat cheese raviolis and things like that. and woo her with that. So thank you, Alfred.
And thank you both for being on our show. Congratulations, Alfred.
Thanks,
30
Leonard.
Years. They usually say that if a restaurant outlasts its first lease, it's a success. This has to be your third lease. Did you buy the building?
No, I wish. No, it is our third lease. I think we have another 10 years left on it.
And how long has Telepan been around now?
8.5 years.
I'm
on my way.
We'll be back in 2 years to do this again. Bill,
okay,
your 10-year anniversary.
10-year.
Bill, Telepan's restaurant, Telepan, 72 West 69th Street. Also, the new one, Telepan Local at 329 Greenwich Street in Tribeca. Alfred Portale's Gotham Bar and Grill is at 12 East 12th Street. That's between 5th Avenue and University Place. Thank you both so much for being on our show.
Thank you, Leonard.
Thank you.